They say 500,000 dead in Haiti. JW thought that might have been the most ever recorded in an earthquake.
Well, or anything. You're starting to bump into plague status here, Bob.
Pat Robertson said they deserved it.
Well, they did.
He's right.
Now, wait a second. Now, that was kind of like going on somebody's communist hit list there. But think about it just a second. They are in power. They are as powerful as any powerful human creator on the planet. Okay? And actually may be in a better place because they don't have all the infiltration of all the woo-woo foolishness that you all get to sift through. Now, yes, they do have a degree of playing with chicken bones and a bit of what they call the hoodoo. Not voodoo, hoodoo. They do have a degree of that, but it becomes a way of assisting themselves. Okay? Mm-hmm. The same way you take Advil when something goes on in your physical body. Well, that's no different from them throwing the chicken bones to see how it's going to turn out.
Pat Robertson is saying that's what happens when you swear a pact to the devil.
Well, that's why we made that point. We're not talking about the devil. What we're talking about, if marvelous human creators decide mass exodus is the fastest path to their joy, they were powerful enough to cause a 7.2 Richter scale large, huge earthquake a few miles west of Port-au-Prince, where 2.5 million people lived. And that's major because no medical supplies, no telephone, no lights, no nothing. Then the ones that are trapped are withering. That's why we couldn't give numbers, because it's not over yet. Now, you haven't even begun the trickle of aftershocks.
Well, they had two already, apparently, six and a five something. Big one.
Yeah. Six is not an aftershock. Six is another major earthquake.
Yeah.
See what I mean? That's interesting, because the way your guidelines, we almost said guidelines, but it's not, it's guy.
Yeah.
Do you remember back in the days when people had globes that you studied for geography? If you take a pin and you poke it through Taiwan, Philippines, that geographic area, and come straight through, you're going to bump in very close to the Isles of Bimini. If you're talking about Indonesia, of course, see, that'd be a little south, but we're talking about just as a point straight through from a spherical point. It would be super duper close that would run into these faulted lines, and when you suppress something somewhere, it just squirts out somewhere else. And that's just where it squirted out. No problem.
There's been about 35 aftershocks. I'm just counting them. Maybe about 40 aftershocks in the 6.5s and 4s. Things are still shaking and crumbling.
And sieving. It's a sieving. It'll beat that concrete, what little there is, right back to dust.
Haiti is considered one of the worst places in the world, according to Western standards. And then it's a garbage place, and the Haitians pick it up and say they're not worthy, so do themselves in. Would that have been a factor, that they didn't like where they were and they wanted to leave?
Most of them born there didn't know any better, didn't know any different, Bob.
Why would they want to leave?
Have you ever been to Port-au-Prince?
Oh, okay, well, that's what we're talking about. They didn't know any difference, but they still perceived how crummy it was made.
They hoped for more. And when more couldn't be their experience or eluded them, then they had another alternative, exodus.
Yeah, and it's not just the kids, children. It's people who are 50, 60, been around a long time, and never left Haiti, never got different.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, that's it. So they felt that they weren't getting something. Now, how could we activate them to feel that they weren't in such dire straits?
That's your job.
Yeah, our job, though we will be sort of doing it. If they hear ION, they might be...
Well, you be real careful. You may become the ambassador for the Gulf. And good luck with that.
We could be projected. That could be the collective mind looking for a reason. They'll impose that role on us.
Oh, Bob, those angels are very unionized. The United Auto Workers, they'll come have you detained for trying to take those angels' jobs away from them, trying to get those angels' money checks and things. Oh, it'd be terrible. You probably won't enjoy activating that one very much. You were just making the thought, and that's perfectly fine.
And here's the thought. Here's the thought. I was just saying what you said. We just go and activate their non-physical.
Right.
Whoever hears it maybe in the future might like it.
Well, indeed, but now you think about this dynamic here. Of all the unrealized creations that are now being loosed. But now, we have something to tell you that's very interesting. It's not been this way before. In the Black Death, you could have lunch with your family and funeral for supper. It was fast.
This is slower.
Well, no, no. This is just a little bit different. Here's what's interesting. There have not been two souls that have transitioned completely the Gulf out of all those that are in the Exodus line.
In other words, they're hovering over their bodies.
There have not been two.
That went into the Gulf?
Or yet.
But there are many hovering over their bodies deciding whether to...
Oh, my stars. When we were saying the words tens of thousands...
Yeah.
They were not being very conservative.
And a lot of them were deciding whether to transition or not.
Well, they saw it as, how do we get there? How do we get here? Throw the ball, throw the ball, throw the ball. Oh, wait, I can't catch the ball, I can't catch the ball. They're throwing the ball, but I can't catch the ball. It becomes almost a shock to the psyche or slippage. This is what you call the forming of slippage within physical, non-physical. Because the rage was so incredible. It's like when Yellowstone National Park blows. The shock of it will be so radical that you don't even have time to think of the logical progression. But you have eternity, so you'll figure it out. There's no hurry.
Once this happened to the Haitians, as they hovered over their bodies, there was rage.
No, no, it was just all of the deliciousness of having no contrast, but that didn't speed them on their way to follow the light and, you know, all.
Were the angels overworked, or no. Angels don't do anything until you decide to transition?
They're acting like that there's a schedule that they're trying to keep, and there is absolutely no, even inference of time. If they got there in 10,000 years, or they got there in 2 seconds, good. No problem.
Yeah, but I'm talking about in the zone called dead. When you leave the body, you hover about and decide whether you're going to go back in the body or not. When you decide you're not going back, then you kind of transition. You call that transition. Then you start floating in eternity.
That is correct. But we never said how long eternity is.
So many of those that transition, they have decided that they have transitioned and are now floating in eternity. And they don't have any contrast, so they're not feeling anger or anything. But you imply there's a bit of shock registered somewhere in there after they leave the body. They've
disturbed a tremendous amount of residue. Residue. Remember the leftover parts? That's been huge.
They disturbed their own residue?
Yeah, because once you separate it, once you rip the non-physical from the physical, it's quite a chore. When you have that ripping, and there's all kinds of stuff that are sort of quaking in the ethers, especially when you have a very large number, exponentially.
Okay, here's a thought. When those patients who transition and are floating over their body, do they see other people floating over their bodies?
Nope.
It's all in your own little world. You don't see anybody else.
Just like it is in your world right now.
And then you go into eternity, you don't see anybody else.
You don't see anyone else individually, yes.
You are in communication with everybody.
You feel, just like you're as a human, you feel. I feel cold, I feel warm, I feel wet, I feel dry.
Okay.
Those are feelings that you can't see either.
There's a shaking of the residue, there is shock. When did these emotions or semi-emotions or non-emotions get registered in those that...
The second that you begin your transition. Not after. The second before, that is.
But that's when you're floating over your body.
They can decide and say, well, that's a perfectly good body. Why don't we just use it? Or you look at it and go, oh, no, I want to on a different body because this one's got all of his arms and legs chopped off and has a house sitting on his head. I don't think I want to use that particular defect.
So that's what goes on in the first few, quote, seconds once you've exited the body and are determining whether you want to leave or not.
We hate seconds, but the short...
Yeah. Well, when they transition, when they leave the body and they haven't decided whether to go back or not, that's when this shock or surprise is registered.
Good.
Well, as soon as they're floating over the body, they're feeling the contrastlessness.
Yes, contrastlessness. Yes.
And that's good. A nice feeling.
Well, of course.
So they're feeling okay as they decide.
Well, no, we didn't say necessarily okay, you see. But somebody must have thrown the chicken bones to see this was going to happen.
And what's that going to do with the feeling of no contrast, which is a nice feeling?
Well, why didn't they may feel odds of emotion by not saying something while these hundreds and thousands of people are withering.
Who's not saying? You said somebody's not saying something.
They didn't warn anyone.
Well, are these thoughts after they've left the body?
No. These are residue thoughts.
And the residue is picked up by those still living.
Yeah.
The residue is the image that I have of my mother, say, someone who's transitioned.
That's correct.
So there's all kinds of people who are tuning into the residue of those that departed.
Correct.
So it's disturbing consciousness that's in the physical, and the souls are pondering the residue factor. Or maybe they're not. See, that's where I'm not sure about how much a soul is residue. It doesn't sound like a soul is residue. It's our, in the physical projection.
Okay, yes, that's right. But the slipping in and out, especially with parallel worlds, you do cause a breach in your continuums. So you have to be a little bit particular with how you jump.
The soul that's floating over the body has to be particular.
Correct.
But they know what to do because they get the knowledge as soon as they're there.
Very good, good.
When you say it's a rippling through the residue, is it more in the humans that are still here? Someone asked me about residue, I wouldn't be sure what to say. I would say, well, I understand it's what we project about someone who's moved on or transitioned. But sometimes that indicates that the person who's moved on, who's transitioned, is involved with the residue. See? I don't know which way it works. This is both.
Bit of both.
Okay. Sounds like it's always a bit of both.
Well, because, see, we're trying to explain things that humans can understand, and everything about your beingness is based on a false premise. Right. So to straighten it out just lets you come crashing to earth even faster. You rip the engines off the plane because they offend the first class folks. Well, somebody's going to hit the dirt.
So when Ion talked last spring about the die-off sort of being in Asia, something suppressed that. Now it's happening in the Caribbean. Is this just the beginning of more big earthquakes and things?
Yeah.
Which are going to happen regardless, because human wants them. We don't know where it's going to happen and which will squirt out where. But you're implying that something stopped it happening in Philippines. The Filipinos didn't want it to happen.
Transferred, yeah. Transferred it to another landmass. But that doesn't mean that it's been undone.
Yeah, there might be blowback. It might come back. Blowback.
Sure.
So the guys who were monitoring the earthquake stuff 6-8 months ago, when we began talking to Ion, they saw these kind of things were coming. So this is the beginning, and there might be another one within a couple of weeks, somewhere else, which will start looking odd if we have half a million deaths happening. You know, if each one breaks the record.